Kabul is no stranger to the cold. Freezing temperatures are normal in December, but this year people are struggling to find the fuel they need to stay warm.
We don't have anything to burn in the winter. There is no humanitarian aid, no proper food to eat. I'm disabled and can't work. And my kids go and gather plastic, paper and other stuff so that we could burn and keep ourselves warm.
Shah Nawaz and his family of nine are among thousands of people in Afghanistan who are struggling as coal and wood prices surge. It's the second winter Afghans have spent under the Taliban since it retook power in the spring of 2021. With billions of dollars of the country's cash reserves frozen by the US, the government is short of money and struggling to provide basic services. The global energy crunch is also making life harder.
This year, fuel prices have increased by about $46 per ton. Most of the buyers come and buy only up to 20 kilos of coal or wood because of economic hardship.
The Taliban leadership says it's considering a cap on domestic prices, but it's unclear how much help the government can offer. Thousands of people who fled conflict, drought, and floods in the countryside now face a freezing winter in Kabul and other cities. And the United Nations World Food Programme is warning the country faces its worst famine in 20 years. For many in Afghanistan, life is looking more than ever like a fight for survival. And the Taliban's promise of a peaceful and prosperous country, at best, a distant one. Ferdia Carr, Al Jazeera.